By some accounts, Shakespeare wrote King Lear while he was physical distancing during the plague. That puts a lot of pressure on anyone trying to do creative work while life is in limbo. Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones wondered how Wyoming writers are coping with quarantine in 2020 and what we can learn from them about creativity in times of stress.
Ironically, I'm having trouble focusing on writing this story. My anxiety about the pandemic makes it seem like there are a million other things to do. Surf the internet, clean my kitchen, go for a walk, wallow in existential dread about the state of the world. But I have a deadline.
What did your average workday look like before the pandemic?
Absolutely the way it looks now that we're in the pandemic.
Longmire series author Craig Johnson.
I'm slowly but surely coming to the conclusion that I've been living in quarantine for the last 15 years of my writing career.
Johnson lives on a ranch near Buffalo. Every day, he wakes up early and feeds the horses. This time of year, he's got irrigation projects to tend. Once all that's done, he comes back in and reads emails and social media.
And then generally what I do is go up the steps into my loft and start writing.
Somewhere between noon and 2, he comes downstairs to share lunch with his wife. Then, back to writing all afternoon. He says to cope right now, he's reading a lot of humorous crime novels. And his newest humorous crime novel, a Longmire book called The Next Last Stand, comes out in September. Johnson doesn't know yet whether the tour will be impacted, but he seems to take it all in stride. I'm not surprised because Johnson calls his approach a blue-collar ethic of writing. For him, the creative practice is about just putting in the time every day.
It provides a focus, I think, you know, not only, you know, to your life, but your very existence.
I get that. The novel I'm writing has brought me a lot of solace lately, too. A kind of focus that allows me to go someplace else in my head, away from what's going on here in this world. But getting to that focus can be tough sometimes. Jessica Brower, a freelancer in Laramie, feels the same way.
It's hard to feel creatively inspired and also work with kind of the like constant anxieties. You know, I love reading, but I'm having a really hard time reading. And I love writing, but I'm having a really hard time writing sometimes. So when maybe before I could write something that was more focused and polished, right now I feel like almost like I'm like that heartbroken teenager just trying to process what the heck is going on in my own head day to day.
Brower is solving that problem by sidestepping it. Instead of forcing herself to write, she's pouring her anxieties into a project that makes a space for other people to write. When many of us feel unanchored from our town, from our place, experiencing the world from our living rooms, she's trying to make place digitally. She teamed up with the Laramie Public Art Coalition to create Dear Laramie.
The Dear Laramie Project is a community call for written work under the prompt that you're writing to something outside of your home from your home.
So maybe from your window you can see a tree and you write a poem to it. Right now she's posting submissions on the Dear Laramie Instagram page, and eventually there will be a digital publication. Writer Allison Hagee says similarly she's managing her own pandemic anxiety by trying to help other writers. She's a professor at the University of Wyoming.
Many of my students have found it difficult to write.
Hagee says she herself hasn't tested what it's like to write during the pandemic.
This time of year, I'm always reading a lot because we have graduate students and undergraduate students bringing lots of work in. So I'm doing a lot of reading of student work, but I always have some of my own reading going.
Right now, she's turning to poetry and the comfort of books she's already read. The Wind in the Willows, for example.
It felt so good to be on that river, to be leaving mold underground home and going out and being excited about living on the river with rat. Yes. I mean, it was like having, you know, 16 servings of chicken dumplings in a row.
So for those of us trying our best to focus on our work and our creative practices right now, or just trying to get through the day, maybe the lessons we can take from the writers in our state are to have a solid routine, like Craig Johnson, to pour yourself into helping other people with the very thing you need help with, like Jessica Brower. And when all else fails, to read The Wind in the Willows. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Erin Jones.
You can find pandemic book recommendations from 5 Wyoming writers on our website, wyomingpublicmedia.org, along with a link to the Dear Laramie Project.